not high scientific development may be expected. Parakhvada viduyam balanam anusasana. Only to capture the scholar's sight. Or he says, oh, such a big professor has described in such a way, then there may be something. In this way, as a tokiki bale, to give a bait. It may, at best it may work as a bait. Sometimes to capture something, we give something tempting for him to take. And then when he come to take that, we shall catch that. What is that bait? To the fish or to the tiger, we put something tempting food. And when he comes to take that, then we catch. What is that bait?
Bait.
A bait to the atheist, maybe. Some texts, they come to Mahaprabhu. The one who is Mahaprabhu, when they will come to know, there is the communist also say, the Mahaprabhu is the first revolutionist who started a mass sankirtan against the existing government at that time, and who effected a great revolution in the social position. So the communists also come to show respect to Sri Chaitanya Dev, that he was the first revolutionist who, with mass movement of few of the followers, he went straight to oppose the existing ruler, without caring for his political power or as any weapon or anything. And with his power, he organized a party to against the ruler, go march against the ruler. Chaitanya Dev is the first in the history of power. And also, he introduced a great revolution in the society. That was done by other preacher souls. But the civil disobedience was first organized by Sri Chaitanya Dev. They say like that. So is it here, Chaitanya Dev. Chaitanya Dev of their civil disobedience and social reform. Not the wholesale giver of everyone who has lost his own self forever and suffered. If he came to give everyone back his own wealth within, his own worth within. এখন কত লাগলো
নয়টা
পাঁচ রেডিওটা খবর শুনি
I finished my studies and now I'm taking a break and vacation.
Mm. You are diving deeply in the ocean of ignorance. Making progress.
Diving deep
in the ocean of ignorance.
What do you mean by that?
And the subject in the opposite direction, that you and the other souls of your type, they are subjects, and everything, all else is object, meant only for your exploitation. We are exploiters, and the environment is for our exploitation. That is the foundation on which the present education is based on. But the whole self falls apart. The cause in the above. Let there be water, there was water. Let there be earth, there was earth. Let there be light, there was light. His will, subjective realm, the cause what we experience, sprung up from the divine will, and not that from time eternal the fossil is developing into this world of experience of ours. Oppose it. So we are diving deep into the intense ignorance, ignorance ocean. View the opposite. It is His will is the cause. And in one place He can show, like a magician, something to you, another thing to me. The subject, the super subject, or the universal subject, is of such power that the whole self opposite. Swami Maharaj asked few of his research scholar disciples. They crushed the fossilism of Darwin, everything coming from fossil, demolish, crush it. It is not so. It is coming from above. Everything like hypnotizing. In the process of hypnotizing, the whole experience we feel. The subject can withdraw any moment, anything, and can show to us another way. He is free. Satya Sankalpa. Whatever he imagines, that comes. He can force us to see something. We cannot go outside. Can you understand that this may be possible? Then you can have some faith what is Godhead. Godhead means this, the origin of creation. That is a part. Infinite qualities and activities He has got, and this is a negligent part where we are living. The basis, the whole basis is there, upward and not downward. Developing from downward, no. Fossil is not sufficient, is not the perfect thing to create. From fossil, intelligence coming, this fool's conception. The intelligence everywhere. Everywhere we can trace intelligence. As much as we analyze, we find, higher reason, higher intelligence. The scientists, they are becoming dumb to find out the intelligence of the nature. They are going on discovering and discovering higher and higher law, and they are there. Already they were there. These fools, they could not know. But it was there. Before their discovery, before their invention, that wonderful law was there, and it is everywhere. So it is not their, their inventor, their creator. Are they creating? They are inventing. It is already there, everywhere. The reason, the intelligence, and something more, power everywhere and where from. And their intelligence to discover a thing, to invent a thing, where from it is coming. The brain, only that portion of flesh, or from somewhere it is coming. As much as they are entering, they are being astonished with the so many miraculous laws and the rules in the nature, and they are already there before their discovery. So consciousness, spirit, reason, all pervading, even in the tree, stone, earth, everywhere, in the ether, air, all consciousness, all reason, wonderful thought, everywhere, infinite. Infinite. Now we are to connect with that principle of infinite, what is almighty, omniscient, omnipotent, all sympathy, all love. How to have a connection, a direct connection with him. Leaving aside the charm of his created substance, one to negotiate how we can have our connection with the Creator himself. Not only Creator, this is a creation of a lower order, but higher creation, higher status world is also there, infinitely higher. Sides are there. And whether it is possible us to have our life in that soil, what are the layers higher and higher, to enquire there, and how we can enter there. What is the key of the entrance into that zone? Well, plane of exploitation, plane of renunciation of exploitation, and the plane of dedication higher. We are told. By dedication, by surrender, we can have direct connection with the center. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. The physician cured thyself. You have come to give so many dazzling civilization models, but cure yourself, the whole self, what you have come to distribute, that is hoax. That is all hoax. The law abided by so many things around, that is only sweet will of the Supreme. The law is not a rigid thing, yet it is basis on the sweet will of the autocrat. So what do you know? That is nothing, no knowledge. Any moment, it may be, the rules, laws may be changed. Another thing may come instead. Changing your experience. It is the keys in his hand. Oh, Arjuna, you see this? I am this and this, I am that and that. Yes, I see, you are so and so. when Krishna went for peace talk to the Kuru Sabha, the court of the Kaurava Duryodhana Dhritarashtra camp, Kaurava camp, with peace talk. Then the Karna, Duryodhana and the others in the party came to bind him down and put into prison. And if he can be imprisoned, then the whole Pandava camp will be finished automatically. He is the life and advisor of that camp. So with this idea, we have got in our within our fist, we must imprison him. We went to tie him, but Krishna showed himself in such a way that these men who went to tie him, bind him down, they were perplexed. What we see is a big thing, this side, Baladev, this side, Arjuna, that side, and Bhivya. Where to apply the rope? Perplexed. Then the Bhishma, Drona, and Narad, Vyas, they are also present at that time in the assembly. And they began to chant in praise of Krishna. Then there was blind Dhritarashtra. He, hearing those chanting from the voice, and the new voice of Bhishma, Drona, Narada, Vyas, he was charmed and prayed to Krishna, I can't see you, I am blind, but I hear that these great personages, they are chanting in your, seeing your wonderful body. For the time being, you can do anything and everything. For the time being, remove my blindness. Let me see your figure and the color, your beauty, for which they are praising so much. For the time being, remove my blindness, and then again you will put it. Krishna told, replied, no blindness to be removed. I say you see me, and you will be able to see me. Not eye is required to see me. Remaining blind, you will see me, because I say. So that is the nature of seeing him, his will. Not the eye, not the ear can hear him or see him. He is above sense experience. Only his will, yes, you see me. And Dhritarashtra saw him, and the blindness was intact. Still he could see. Then what is he? And here also, while deaf man can hear, the blind can see. Then what is that thing? Arjuna wanted to see his Vishwarup. Yes, Arjuna, see me. I am so and so. Arjuna, so. What do you see? I am seeing this, I am seeing that, I am seeing so many. This wonderful, I am seeing. Wonder of wonder, I am seeing. So his sweet will is the back of everything. we are living in correlation with that absolute power. So no stability of the environment where we stay, where we stand, but all importance on the will divine. That is the cause. From there it is coming, and it is maintained also by that will, and it may be withdrawn any moment by him. So these things have got no value at all. With so much trust and enthusiasm, we have to search for him. The search for Sri Krishna, reality, the beautiful, the charming, the charm himself, all the charming, absolute. Our innate need to find sweetness, beauty, rush, anandam, ecstasy, happiness. Everyone, no one can say, I don't want happiness. None, from the atheist to the highest type of priest, all will say, yes, I want rasam. I want sweetness, peace. I want ecstasy, I want happiness. Everyone will say like that. The common demand of in every conceiving unit is such. As there is conception, they want peaceful existence. From the atheist, worst atheist. So, our direct necessity is with him, Rasu Isha, the ecstasy, the beauty. So, begin search for that. Don't lose, waste your time for wild goose chasing. You have everything. Sarva dharmam parityajya. All phases of your duties you are so busily engaged in, all worthless. And begin search of that principle, from who is the master, who is the creator, who is the master of everything, and who is the fulfillment of everything. Search for him directly. Give up all your so-called obligation and duties. Stop. Sarva dharma. Stop all sorts of duties. Duties. So-called duties from your relative position. That's misviewed from your present defective position. Don't rely on them. Direct search of the prime cause from which everything coming as a miracle, and who is the fulfillment of our life. Not only ours, fulfillment of every atomic existence of the, in the world. Try to march towards him. With his blessings on head. And the agents, his agents, will give you important help in that direction. Others can do nothing. Go to Sadhu Sangha. And his divine name, which is inseparable from his existence, the sound aspect of him. That can help you a great deal from the genuine, that war cry, sort of slogan, Hare Krishna, with that slogan, march on with his genuine aliens. Pardon. Withdraw yourself from all possible promising so-called prospects of your life. There's nothing, no bad. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai, 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 Nidai.
There are many inequities in the world. There's a lot of unfairness, is there not?
What does he say?
A lot.
He says that, he says that there's much exploitation in the world, much unfairness.
How can we account for?
Fair and unfair, both false. Just like a dream. In a dream, a good dream, a bad dream. I've heard this dream. So, you should not waste your energy to remove the unfair and to increase the fairness.
That's
fair and unfair, all false.
That's fair and unfair.
Wholesale false. Dhriti bhadra bhadra gan. Sab mano dharma hi bhalo hi mundo. This is good, this is bad. The basis of the calculation is false. Your interest is not there. Your real interest is not there. In a false sense, a false sense you are pursuing. Your fulfillment is not that direction at all. This fair or unfair, all false. Very little distinction between them, fairness and unfairness. Because all cheating of different kinds, but they are cheating, illusion, all illusion. A good dream, a hopeful dream, and a disastrous dream. After all, that is dream, something. This is all false. The fairness also false, concoction, and the evil, that is also false. So why do you allow to waste your time in this wild goose chasing? Because after all, they are false. A good hope or a bad hope, all hopes.
But there are some people that are starving in the world. There's some people that they're...
What to speak of starving? You are in a cage, imprisoned in a cage. It's not desirable for the soul at all. The whole world with the sun, stars, moons, oceans, mountains, all was vanishing and again coming and going.
How can we account for it? I mean, I believe you say there is...
And suppose you are monarch of all you serve, but a monarch in the in the cremation ground. A monarch, master of the cremation ground. Only to deplore, oh, everything is passing away. Every second, everything passing away. The great energy, the boast of energy, the pump of power, all that beauty, all that wealth it gave, erased like the inevitable hour, the path of glory led back to the grave. Only to grave. Everything leading to grave. Finished.
How can we account for these inequities, this unfairness? I know that you're saying that there's no distinction.
He wants to know, why is there a suffering? Keno Jani Tapa Troy.
Yes. The cause is the misuse of the free will of the jiva soul. Misuse of the wealth given to you.
Given to you by the Supreme Power.
Supreme Power. As a part of His potency, particular, you have got that thing eternally existing with you. And by misuse that of the freedom, you have selected to come to become a king in the mortal world, like Satan. He wanted to reign in hell, than to serve in heaven. It is better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven, Satan's statement. The free-will, the weak, vulnerable, a child free will came to be a monarch of all and sundry, to reign in hell. The adaptability is there, inherent. And he could select to service in heaven. Then his desire would be fulfilled. But he has selected wrong way, wanted to be monarch. He could not select slavery in the higher realm, but he selected monarchy in the hell, and not slavery in the heaven. The subtle difference is there. If you are to live in heaven, then you are to live there as a surrendered soul. That is such a higher soil. Ultimately, we see that to serve in heaven, that is infinitely better than to reign in hell. Hell means the soil of affliction. Affliction, in variegated way, affliction. Mainly classified birth, death, infirmity, and disease. These undesirable things must be there in the hell.
I want to know more about the organization of this. Are women allowed to participate in the process of process of praying, showing their devotion?
He wants to understand whether women are allowed to become Krishna conscious. What is the role of the women section, the stri section, the women section? What is their position in Krishna consciousness?
That is, who is woman here may not be woman there. Who is man here may not be man there. This is only a dress, a mental dress, and accordingly this physical, the flesh dress, both garments, the flesh and the mind. But in the soul, who will represent which type, that is uncertain here in this plane. But women there, they have got higher prospect, better, bright prospect.
What do you mean by there? Women there, you say?
Huh? In the spiritual world.
Oh, right.
In the spiritual realm, those that are of women type, with that formation of soul's realization, that is, that holds better position. We are in the reign of aggrandizement, and men holds the better position. Mm-hmm. They are in the reign of submission and surrender, the women form of mind is more pain. Do you follow?
Yes. Bruce.
The negative aspect. Positive is Krishna himself. And the potency is a negative type. We belong to potency group and not master group, who is the possessor of the potency. He is Lord himself.
Now Krishna is a power. You call him, you say him. Now Krishna is then manifested as a male figure?
What does he say?
He wants to know whether Krishna is represented as a male figure.
Yes, male. That is predominating mighty. Predominating half is the predominator, and the others to be predominated. This proton or neutron, what is there?
Proton and neutron.
Neutron.
And electron.
Negative and positive.
Yeah.
Proton and electron.
Proton
is negative.
Proton is positive and electron is
negative. Neutron is electron. Positive. The electron goes round and round the proton.
Proton in the center.
Yes.
And the electron like so many planets.
Periphery. Yes. Above.
Then again that has been analyzed.
Yes.
And something else has been found.
A neck.
Huh?
Unlimited. There are infinite subatomic particles.
Proton, neutron. What is neutron?
Neutron is neither positive nor negative, in between.
Such atomic energy is existing.
Yes, neither positive neutron. Nor negative.
Proton and the electron combined? No.
Yes.
No.
They say that.
Huh?
Neutron. If neutron is analyzed, proton and electron. Atom analyzed. Then proton and the electron.
Yes. And sometimes another particle is found. Neutron.
Do you believe in the equality of all peoples? All peoples of the world?
He wants to know if in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, do we believe that all men are created equal?
All
men are created equal.
No, never.
Peoples.
Never. No two things are equal in this world or in there. No two things can be same, equal. Everything has got its specific characteristic.
But then
one atom is different from another atom.
Yes.
One electron is different from another electron.
Mm.
Cannot but be. You see, all differentiative character.
But what about quality? Is one better than the other?
Yes. From the universal standpoint, we have to judge. who can earn or acquire the center. And the confidence means peace within. The corresponding, the confidence at the corresponding side, the highest degree of peace, ecstasy, happiness, bliss. The measurement is according to that rasam. Just as gold is the standard between different monetary papers, the pound, the ruble, the dollar, the rupee, the yen. But the common standard is gold. So different type of calculation of this, but that's also scientifically divided. Santa, Rasa, Sokka, Vatsudra, Madhura, classification, and then degree, intensity in that. So many things are there to be read and understood. Ultimately, rasam, anandam, happiness, that is the common standard to judge the proposal of which religion is higher and lower. Which is the common requirement. Just as food is common requirement. No dollar we can eat in the time of famine. But one who is in position of food, he is in wealth position. We cannot avoid food. We may not require dollar, nothing, but food we must want. Nation cannot stand without food. Even indispensable necessity. So rasam anandam, that is the innate requirement of every soul, every living thing. And according to that, the position will be judged. There are different proposals in religious conception. The Islam, the Christianity, the Buddhist, the Vedic doctrines, the Vaishnava, the Shankaraite, so many. But if we have to judge the gift from whom, in a comparative study, will be better, we have to judge by three things. Satchit ananda. How far durable, and how far we can conceive, and what do we conceive, the quality of that thing. Existence and the feeling, that is the consciousness of good and bad, and the food of consciousness, that is ecstasy, rasam, ananda, happiness. These three things must be there, and we have to compare between them. What is the proposal of Islam about the existence, about the knowledge, and about the goal, ecstasy? In Christian, in Vaishnava, so many we have to compare and accept. The adjustment is there. They are not to be cast away, but there are men for whom they will be, for the present they will be